First and foremost, I do not own any of the rights to any of the music playing in the background of this episode of Water to Wine with myself, Ariana Red Wine. Okay, perfect. Now that the legal part has been disclosed, let me also add that I will be reading some information from my new favorite book, The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need, by Joanna Martine Woolfolk. Okay, all disclosures read. By this time, you should definitely have your wine poured ready, as tonight we are discussing the lunaristic moon child, also known as Cancer. Let me first say I was very apprehensive going into this particular sun sign for so many reasons, but yet again, I was met with some amazing surprises, some in which I already knew from Cancers I know and have known. However, this lunar business is madness and very appealing to me. Not to be so repetitive, but each and every sign is teaching me something worthwhile, new, and exciting. I found Cancer to be quite complex. With that being said, before introducing our guest this evening, please allow me some time to describe the Cancer, because they have sure taught me, not that I didn't know this before, but they taught me not to judge a book by its cover. Cancer's dates are June 21st to July 22nd. Cancer's element is water. Cancer is the first water sign in the zodiac, followed by Scorpio, then Pisces. Water signs can be very emotional signs, whether they tend to show it or not. They are also extremely intense in these feelings as well. They can be very sentimental and tend to make great friends. This particular element leads with their heart first rather than their head. Don't take them for fools, though. That would be a mistake. Cancer's sign quality is cardinal. As I have stated, cardinal signs are intelligent, emotional, assertive people. People-oriented leaders, knowledgeable, determined, and can be slightly pessimistic than other signs. Again, that's can be, not necessarily. Their ruling planet is the moon, which is a very powerful influence, as I've already stated. So their symbol is the crab. Their polarity, meaning opposite, is their Capricorn. Their magical birthstone is the pearl, and their metal is silver. My guest tonight is a very loyal friend, like an older sister to me, and works for a major banking corporation, loves making sure everyone is always loved and fully fed, and her name is Miss Ebony Boyd. Please introduce yourself.
What up, my peeps? It's Ebony, as she stated, but as always, from the last podcast, from the T-Town, Oklahoma, Tulsa it is. But yeah, I'm here. I'm speaking on Cancer tonight because I'm every bit of July 6th and won't tell the year.
And thank you for coming on my podcast and letting me dig all deep in your sun sign. And your presence is so very warming. And we already have our wine. She had a bottle of wine ready for us. And thank you for that.
Water to wine.
Exactly, exactly.
Water to wine. That's what we do.
So before I plunge in, thank you for disclosing your birthday, because I was already going to ask you if I could. So you made that easier for me. Oh, this is my song. All right.
Right.
Hey.
Right. Come on in.
Okay, so with that being said, July 6th. That makes you part of the second decanat of Cancer. And so I want to read something to you and see if you relate to it. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And so, again, this comes from that book that I was telling you guys about, which is The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need by Joanna Martine Woolfolk. And like I said, you are part of the second decanate, which is dates between July 1st through July 11th. Your key word is intensity, which is already dope.
I can certainly agree.
Your constellation is Canis Major, the great dog, companion to the mighty hunter Orion. He symbolizes triumph. So, and your planetary subruler is Pluto. Pluto is the planet of death and intensity and combines with your Cancer moon to give you a forceful yet thoughtful personality. Of the three Cancer decanates, yours is the most mystical and interested in things unseen. People are drawn to your sensitivity and often tell you their secrets. Mm. Your intellectual talents are formidable, and even though your strong feelings predominate when making decisions, both curious and intuitive, you are able to gather facts and information from all sources and use them for your benefit. I'm sorry. In work, you are disciplined and practical. In relationships, you are the opposite. Sentimental, emotional, and often possessive. Yeah. You have a tendency to become too fixed and rigid once you've set your mind.
So you just read me.
Period. Okay, so that says a lot about you.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we're off to a good start.
Pretty much.
Okay, good. Let's get started. So now I can just dive right on in.
Mm-hmm. So I can appreciate this because with that being said, I get to learn a little bit something about myself.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole purpose of this. That's the whole reason that I wanted to do this with each sign. So, I mean, you're the first Cancer that I'm interviewing. Mm-hmm. And then I'll interview a couple other Cancers, just like I did with Aries.
Because I do know how I am. Yeah. Just to get a certain person's opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Exactly. So who's to say what the next Cancer is going to say? But what I found is when I did three different Aries, I found that I had a couple of the same answers.
Well, so that's kind of given.
Yeah.
Considering.
Exactly. But I found it interesting how they answered them differently but the same.
The differently part is the way that your upbringing. Your upbringing
has a lot to do with it.
With decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the signs, it still stay the same, but that part you're taking account. Okay, so let's go.
Yeah, no.
What are we doing?
Yeah, so I'm gonna plunge into the questions.
All right, let's go.
All right. So let me get on started. Let me start. I did 10 questions for you. And really, it says, that, do you have a lucky number?
7.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
I just had a guess.
Somebody else said it? Like another Cancer?
No. Oh. It says that you might have a lucky number and 7 might be one of them.
But it just seemed like you knew me in that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. That was...
Yeah.
Dead ass.
Yeah, right on. Feels good to be right, but you know, that's a Virgo quality too, you know.
Dead on. I can't say nothing about it.
You know, we're pretty intuitive too, you know. But I hear that's a Cancer thing too, but I'll talk to you about that later.
Alright.
Okay, so the first question I have is, do you feel like you go back and forth with your emotions, such as being patient then impatient, or kind then temperamental?
Nigga, absolutely. That's all the goddamn test. Like, who does it? And you will lie if you say that you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, just being real honest. And you never know. My thing about it is this. You just really never know where you are in that moment in life. And that's a dude or a female. You know what I'm saying? Because dudes go through this shit too. It ain't just us.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, they have issues too.
Yeah,
They gotta work shit out too.
Yeah.
But sometimes us as black women can be insensitive to that.
I feel that too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when people come on here and be honest. I love it when people come on here and be honest. Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to move on to the next.
All right.
Do you feel that Cancers are homebodies and really need security, whether in the home or in people?
Absolutely. I feel like we're introverts to the most. Highest degree.
Yes.
Yeah, we have no problem with being by ourselves.
Yeah.
We entertain ourselves, like, whatever that may mean. I mean, and there's other ones that do that, too.
I noticed that Cancers, like, also keep your homes really, really, really clean.
keep that what?
Your home is really, really clean. And yeah, your homes are always really clean and really, like,
decorated. Because that's an OCD. It's an OCD. Yeah, it is. I said it. Where's the mic? I said it. Yeah. And there's a whole thing about just being clean.
And it's always decorated really nice, too. Like, this is beautiful. Your home is beautiful.
It's the same shit that I had in the other one, though.
No, I'm just telling you. I just want to put that on record that for cancers, I've never been in a cancer home that is not decorated very nicely.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's the same shit. It's just more now where it's just more spready.
Putting it on record that...
I appreciate it. Yeah. Like, dead ass. Thanks, sis.
You're welcome.
I had to take that one. That was one for the team. That was a moment for me.
Yeah, you had to receive it.
I had to
say. Yeah. There you go. Sometimes it takes a second. It's cool. Sometimes compliments are hard to receive. We just don't always get them. But I'm learning how to do it myself,
too.
And
thank you for understanding that part.
Yeah.
No. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it. So, are cancers sensitive? This is number three. Are cancers sensitive, would you say, but have a hard exterior or build walls of defense?
We're talking about a cancer. I'm going with both. I mean, we just do both.
Yeah.
We really just do both. Really, honestly. And when we see fit, we play the part, just period.
I have a theory on that. Okay, my theory has to do with your sign being the crab. Okay, because the crab has a hard exterior.
That's what we were supposed to talk to. Yeah, yes. And I said it got the sweet inside. So, yes. Please explain this to me.
Yes, okay, so I feel like you have a hard exterior. And you're very, very, very sweet and soft in the inside. And you have to hide that because people would take advantage of that if they knew.
I don't feel like I have to hide it.
So you don't feel like you
have to hide it. I just feel like, yeah, no, please don't fuck with me. Come on now. You
So you don't feel like it's a weakness?
It is a weakness because it's a defense mechanism. It really is.
Okay.
To be honest. Because even when we was at the casino.
Yeah.
It was still a defense mechanism. Like, you really not just going to sit here and act like.
Right. Right. No, I agree. And like I said, that's part of my theory. Is that exterior shell is meant to make sure that people don't fuck with you.
There's
walls. There's walls there.
But, you know, I'm still in control. And I guess as a cancer, that's how I feel. I still want to feel like I'm in control.
Yeah.
Of that wall. Regardless of how tall it is.
Right.
Period.
And I think you guys are. Because I think you know when to take it down and when to not take it down. And with who and when.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would have to say, you know.
Like, we headstrong.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah. I'm starting to get to know that. I can take that.
But, you know, there's some, let's be real clear. There's some dumbass ones out there, too. So,
shit. And, again, that depends on how you were raised.
Raised black.
Because I know one particular cancer that I won't talk to right fucking now.
It's black. That's the whole point of the conversation.
That's why I was apprehensive going into learning about y'all.
You know, because I remember at the league, you was like, nigga, you a cancer? I was like, yes. Like, why does that even matter? You was like headstrong, like, nigga, I believe the science. Like, I do too. But,
I don't fuck with y'all. Y'all don't fuck with me.
I don't know who you been fucking with.
Okay. This is actually going to be, this is a detailed one. It's a simple question, but it's a detailed one. So, is Cancer a complex sign to you? If so,
very much describe. So. Very much so. Because our emotions are all over the place. And it can come at any time, any point in the day. 0 to 100 real quick. I mean, yeah.
Okay. I figured it's
me. I get frustrated with myself sometimes. Like, why am I so mad?
Like, seriously, you wouldn't believe the amount of things that I have highlighted in all my astrology books from reading about you guys. I was so enthralled reading about Cancer. Like, I found Cancer very, very, very fascinating.
Super emotional.
Super emotional, but fascinating. Very fascinating.
Super emotional.
Complex, though. Very complex.
Because we're private.
Secretive.
Very private.
Very private, very secretive. But there's a hidden gem in there.
You get nuggets. We'll get you nuggets. But after that, you gotta.
Oh no! I think y'all get more than nuggets. I think there is a huge gem within y'all, and I don't think that y'all even know it sometimes.
I mean, I guess that's like that saying that I get on the wall over there. You capable?
Yeah. Seriously.
Capable.
Seriously. Okay, so this is going to be a tricky one. Do you ever feel like the world is against you or have a bit of a pity party? I ask because I have read this about this particular sign or your particular sign. It's an observation I've made. However, before you answer, I must add that after Cancers have a bit of a pity party, that you come out successful, overcoming obstacles. Would you find that to be true? Any of it, all of it, or none of it?
Like, that's...
That's a hard one.
Yeah. Well, it's not hard. It's just several answers in one question.
Okay.
Because it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I feel that. I'll take it all. I'll take it all. And you can leave it there. And I'll move on. Because that was easy for me. You can make these easy for me and I can keep them pushing.
I feel like, yeah.
Cheers to that. My bad, y'all. We were taking a sip.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this wine is really good. Okay. Do you feel like Cancers have an extreme amount of loyalty and don't often see failure in the ones you truly love?
What I feel like is this. I do feel like Cancers have we have a true sense of loyalty. We do. It's just in our nature. But with that being said, if we feel like for 1 second you doing us any kind of wrong, we're going to take that to heart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take that to heart because what we're going to do is what we need to do pretty much.
You cut somebody off.
Easy. Like a flip switch. Like, nigga, turn the light off.
Boop.
Alright.
It's easy for y'all.
Very much so.
Maybe you can teach Virgo how to do that. Or actually it's easy for a Virgo. Maybe you can teach me how to do that.
Well, with that being said, it's something that you're gonna have to put into play. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think it's a boundaries. It's boundaries
you're
that
gonna
have to be
have
set.
To learn that one.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not an easy lesson.
Yeah.
But you do learn. Like, nigga. Nigga, I liked you. Oh, you did. I never knew.
Right on. So is that a Cancer thing, a you thing, or both?
I'm going to go with both. And once again, let me tell you like this. I feel like, too, it's about the way that you was grew up, how you grow up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just comes with the background.
Yeah.
Because that background got to be strong. In my background, it was all the way strong.
Yeah.
Like, my pops didn't even like me wearing makeup. Didn't even want me to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he felt like I was beautiful already.
Yeah.
So didn't need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I never did it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of grew up to know that true.
Yeah. I feel it.
It's what I look like when I see in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I've read that Cancers are family oriented, which is basically a lot of what you just said. Nostalgic, caring, optimistic, and loyal. Does that describe you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Until you cross me. I mean, then that's why. And I'm just saying this to say that. Like, I can't sit here and say that everything is all good. Woo-dee-woo-woo. Like, everything is all peaches and cream. Because it ain't. But I tell you, once you cross that line, you cross that line. And I'm going to let you know about it.
Okay. So remind me never to cross your line. Okay. Would you say you're like the mother hen of your group? I hear that's a Cancer thing for at least the women. Or is that just the Cancer
thing? Absolutely. You know this already. Because I'm the one that be cooking. Like, I'm bringing the weaning. You know what I'm saying? You know this.
I do. But the world doesn't yet, so.
Oh. Well, that's what I do. I'm the mother hen of the group. Like, this is my family. And it's crazy how we came about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
The leaf.
Yeah.
But here we are, like, what, six?
6 years later.
Six, seven years later.
Mm-hmm.
Still family. And I think, and what I do want to say is this to you. This is what was important for me. That moment, and I think we've had this conversation, but that moment that you came home with me to Tulsa.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, I'll be there. And I was like, she's not coming. She's so not coming. And then straight showed up. And I was like, you know what? That's it. That's family.
Yep.
Straight showed up. They had a whole barbecue and everything.
Oh, yeah. And enjoyed the hell out of myself.
Had the whole park, the kids. Yeah, over there doing their thing.
And had a great time. Everybody had a great time.
Like, when you and bro came up, that certified me, like, yeah, this is a whole nother level.
On friendship. Vibe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just reminds me of the nostalgic part. I feel like Cancers are very nostalgic, very sentimental. Very, 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 very sentimental sign. I love that about y'all. And because I can relate to that, because I think that I'm a sentimental person too, and that I go back on things that resonate with me that are like I'm very passionate about, or moments that made me really, really happy with people.
But we had such a good motherfucking time.
Yeah.
Like, this is bro's house. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Let's do this.
So, would you consider yourself to be moody?
Absolutely.
Why do you consider yourself to be moody?
I'm a Cancer. Like, it just comes with it.
It comes with it.
It really does. And I get on my own nerves sometimes. Because I'm so fucking moody.
Going back and forth?
Yeah. I do.
Oh.
It's crazy.
You have to give yourself some grace about it. Seriously.
You know, we be hard on ourselves sometimes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But with that being said, give yourself some grace about it. Seriously. Don't be so hard on yourself about it.
All right. Oh, hold on. Why is playing on
there? She getting the music back going.
I'm trying.
Here, let me see. Let me see what we got here. Oh, this is an Android. I don't know how to work one of these.
Oh, my God. Did you really just do me like
I
that?
I sure did. I handed that right back on the iPhone.
They good. Oh, so we got Androids versus iPhones in the house tonight.
At the end, that right back.
Right.
Couldn't do that.
Well, let me figure this out.
But I have to, like... I have to probe on some more questions, though, because I have a couple more.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I went really, really deep on just, like, really reading about you guys. And I had a lot of fun reading, like I said, reading about Cancer. And you'd be surprised to know that there's the word loyalty came up so much that it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me out here.
The word loyalty came up?
The word loyalty came up so much that it made me question what happened with the original cancer that I...
Are we still on this? Are we talking about her?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
With it, it made me happen. Right. It made me question what happened with that relationship. And I'm only bringing that up because loyalty is something that's so strong with y'all. And
I take that seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I take that wholeheartedly. And for me, I feel like this. I feel like loyalty is this. I feel like loyalty has nothing to do with any signs. I feel like loyalty is going to be who you are loyal to and who you choose to be loyal to. Period. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I think that it has a lot to do with signs. Because I know that there are some signs that just care mostly about themselves. And you'd be surprised because I know astrology very well. There are some signs that will put themselves before other people in a heartbeat. Okay, so last question. I'm going to repeat it again for you. So, it's said that you guys are very intuitive and very in tune with you guys' friends' feelings. Would you say that you give your friends good advice?
Yeah, absolutely. Because what I feel like it's this. I'm going to give them what they need to know. I mean, honestly. No hold barred. And what I would honestly hope, to be honest with you, is that when I could provide them my opinion... is that they're receptive to it. good, bad, or indifferent. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I could say about that. Like, and you know me. I love y'all 100%. And I'm going to give you my opinion 100%. Good, bad, or indifferent. You can take it however you like. But it is the way that I feel.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, with that being said, those are all my questions. Do you want anything to add about being a Cancer? I'm going to let you freestyle it if you'd like. If you don't have anything you want to add, you don't have to. Or if there's anything you want to tell us about you in general.
Is there? Yeah. One thing I can say is this. I'm the type of person that loves, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about, with that being said, everybody go through their own life differences. And for me, you should never judge anyone because that's not your position.
Very true.
Period. So with that being said, you just love. And maybe if that's not what you want to do or the person that you want to love, do understand that that's an option. You don't have to do that.
No, you don't.
But if that's what you want to do, then do it. Dead ass.
Thank you. And I hope everybody received that message. And thank you for coming and being my first Cancer on my show.
I could appreciate it. I love this. Like, I know I was off the ripping things. It is what it is.
Did you disappear for a second?
I did. You know, I was trying to get the music.
I'm going to edit that shit.
But it is what it is.
No, it's all good. Thank you for coming on and influencing us with your wisdom. It's been real. Again, this has been Water to Wine with Ariana Red Wine. Our guest was Ebony Boyd. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. As always, be kind to one another. Be loyal. As Ebony said, be loving. Be loving, be loving, be loving. Again, be loyal. Be loyal. If you didn't learn anything from this episode, be loyal. But be loyal to the people that are deserving of that loyalty.
Right.
Wash your hands, as always.
Mask up.
Wear your mask. Sanitize in peace.